It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore ways banks help us save and what new features could help build a habit of saving. Recent YouGov survey data finds nearly half of Americans consider themselves financially secure, but other respondents don't feel this way at all. One in 10 say they don't have any savings to fall back on at all. Call in with questions about saving strategies and what you wonder about the role of banks, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kia McAllister-Young is director of America Saves, a national nonprofit in Washington, D.C., an initiative of the Consumer Federation of America. Kia, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
Well, happy America Saves Week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
And, you know, this is also a time when thousands of organizations and financial institutions are really participating to help people save money. What is the role of banks in this mission to save?
Yeah, so we have close to, last count, nearly 4,000 organizations participating in America Saves Week. Many of those are financial institutions, so both banks and credit unions, and they are focused on helping their customers and members become more financially confident. That's the theme of America Saves Week this year, and so they're each financial institution kind of has their own focus and really just there to support their customers and members and give them additional financial education. Some of them are running contests. So it's really fun to see how each financial institution and participating organization gets creative with America Saves Week, for sure.
What education should banks be providing their customers about personal finance?
Yeah, so it runs the gamut, right? We have some people who have low to moderate income that are customers and members of financial institutions, and then we have those who are wealthy. And banks and credit unions should have various solutions depending on who is their customer and member makeup. So anything from being able to learn some simple savings strategies if they have a lower income, to how to invest and, you know, some really great vehicles for that. And then there are also products. So providing mortgages, auto loans, all those different things, but then being able to educate them around how to become more informed and more empowered to choose the best products for them is really important.
You know, becoming informed and empowered also means, you know, understanding what fees banks are using. And I'm just wondering, I mean, we were seeing the Biden administration really trying to crack down on junk fees, as they call it,
yes,
you know, from banks with these unexpected hidden charges. What should we watch out for?
Yeah. So whenever we sign up for any kind of checking account or any savings account, we get a lot of disclosures and documents. And because we're at the moment, a lot of us overlook those. And to some extent, we really need to pay more attention to what we're signing on for, what those fees are. And even more than that, right now, there are a lot of financial institutions who are doing things to kind of level the playing field. So removing overdraft fees, and then making sure that your financial institution is helping you to translate all of those fees too. So it's one thing to just hand you a disclosure and tell you what's there. It's another if a person is going to make sure that you understand that information. So there's a lot of things for us to be looking for and to be able to decipher if your financial institution is in your corner. Look at what they're doing when it comes to overdraft fees right now, and translating those fees and disclosures for you and making sure that you are, again, informed and empowered. That will let you know if your bank or credit union really has your back.
Yes, I mean, and that's tricky, deciphering if the bank is really in your corner, because it's hard, I think, as a consumer to know if the fees at your bank for overdraft or debit or something else are too high or comparable or perhaps much better than elsewhere. How do you mm-hmm. figure that out?
Yeah, so it's no different than if you're shopping for interest rates on a mortgage or a home loan or shopping for insurance. You're going to have to check out some of their competitors to see what the pricing is, what their fees are, what their interest rates are, so that you can be able to, because the bank and the credit union most likely isn't going to tell you what their competitors are doing. So that's the place where we have to kind of do our own research and be able to see, especially right now with interest rates being as high as they are. One of the small benefits for us as consumers are high yield savings accounts. So being able to earn more on a pretty accessible savings account right now. Does your bank or credit union offer that? And if not, can you find one that does, that's still easily accessible to you and makes sense for you to participate in so that you're earning more money on what you are saving right now?
And that is interesting because I sometimes see an advertised, really competitive, good, annual percentage yield on a savings account from a bank. But then I start to wonder, okay, so what are the account maintenance fees? If they're high, are you kind of canceling out that high annual percentage yield?
Absolutely. And that's where, again, going back to being informed and doing your research, nobody's going to have your back like you. And so when it comes to financial services, it's great to have people in your corner, but we also have to be empowered to go and find that information out for ourselves and make sure that we are making the best decision for ourselves. So again, going back to shopping and making sure that you're very clear on any fees or and the interest rates is super important when it comes to choosing your financial institution and what kind of accounts that you have.
Kia McAllister-Young is director of the national nonprofit America Saves as we look at the role of banks in helping customers do a better job of building a cash reserve. Join in with your questions about how to save money, tips you have that have helped you build up a more sizable nest egg, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We dig into strategies on how to save more from each paycheck with Kia McAllister-Young here, heads up the America Saves initiative, helping people prioritize savings all year long and providing personal finance tips along the way. Call in with questions about saving up for different things, how you use banks, your financial outlook, considering unexpected expenses, 800-642-1234. Kia, the national average interest rate for a savings account right now is just slightly north of a quarter point, and the national average interest rate for a checking account is way lower than that. I mean, why is the interest rate of a savings account typically just a little bit more than a checking account, and why is it so low?
Yeah, I mean, I'm no expert, but my thought process behind that is that's not what makes banks the most money, right? By saving your money, and so because it's not a product that is a source of income for banks, that the same way that like a loan product would be is why you have a lower interest rate and why it's a great time to check out high yield savings accounts. There may be a better interest. Well, they do have better interest rates, but when you look at the fees and the maintenance of that account, it may be more lucrative for you as an individual to check out those high yield savings accounts, especially right now with the interest rates.
What about online banks? Because that's another aspect of trying to find the best annual percentage yield. what should we look out for with online banks and also banks now being offered through credit cards?
Yeah. So you definitely want to check out what type of fees or minimums are required, if they're monthly fees, and just, you know, again, looking at those disclosures, looking at other solutions that those online banks may offer you to make sure that this is a great banking opportunity for you all, like holistically and not just specifically for one account, to keep things pretty simple for you. Mm-hmm. And to make sure just opening the account itself is free or low cost.
What is your advice on linking your savings account to your checking account?
So again, goes back to, you know, what's comfortable for you. To me, it's a really great way to avoid any overdraft fees, especially if you are banking with someone, with an organization that still does have overdraft fees. It's a great backup source for you. So there's no problem with linking the two of those. It makes it easy for you to be able to transfer funds in and out. The only time that you may want to consider not having those two linked is if you are really focused on saving and don't want your savings easily accessible. So maybe in your past, historically, if that savings money is there, you're going to use it and not necessarily for an emergency or whatever that savings goal is. And you know if it's there and easily accessible, you'll spend it. Then not having those accounts linked or maybe having your savings account at a different financial institution may be a barrier that kind of slows down that habit and allows you to change and transform that habit of spending your savings unless it's what you originally intended it for. But if you are someone who needs that overdraft protection or a backup, then definitely having your accounts linked is not a bad idea.
Yes, there are certainly two ways to see that. I mean, moving that money around really easily can certainly help in a jam, but also making it that accessible to be able to move it directly between those accounts, that comes with a risk of you have to be a little bit more disciplined about it.
Yes.
Let's take a call now. Marcus in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Good morning. So my great uncle Don, when he was alive, he used to tell me that you need to separate your wants from what your actual needs are. You should always cover your actual needs and occasionally cover something you want, maybe once a month, maybe twice a month. I don't know. And then he said, when it comes to your paycheck, spend less than what you make and save the rest and do that repeatedly.
Marcus, thank you. What do you make of great uncle Don's advice, Kia?
Yeah, I love Great Uncle Don's advice. and I mean, it seems so simple, but it's actually really hard to do. I know when I was younger and wasn't making a lot, the moment that I got paid, I wanted to go and do all the things that I hadn't been able to do while I was living paycheck to paycheck. And so even though that advice seems very like simple, it's actually a hard practice, especially if you make a low to moderate income. So kudos to Great Uncle Don for instilling that in you at a young age and that it stuck with you, because that is the only path to building wealth and having a positive net worth.
Kia McAllister-Young with us, heads up the national nonprofit America Saves, as we talk about banks and savings accounts and getting tips along the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Kia, I want to turn now to the issue of the unbanked in America. I mean, there's recent analysis from Brookings Institute finding that the majority of Black and Latino or Hispanic neighborhoods have fewer options for financial services compared to majority of white neighborhoods. How can banks improve access to services?
Yeah, so financial institutions all have a corporate responsibility. And corporate responsibility includes a commitment to philanthropy, but also to upward economic mobility and ethical human rights. And with that, that means the same way that there are food deserts, there are definitely communities that have bank deserts where there aren't as many local banks that people can walk into. Or if it is a large Hispanic or Spanish-speaking population, there's no one in a bank that can speak their language. And so part of the corporate responsibility of financial institutions is to provide access and inclusion to their customers and members. And so when you are looking to open up a checking and savings account, we talked about online banks, but looking to see where they are geographically located and that they're close to where you live so that you can access them or reach out to them. And if not, that they have like a 24/7 customer service support line is really important. And another way you can see if your financial institution really does have your back in making sure that it's accessible and inclusive and really great customer service and support.
We only have a few moments left, but Alan in Jackson found that their bank, they can go in and they can turn off overdrafts entirely. Have you heard of that being possible, Kia?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. So do you mean that they can turn off the ability to have overdraft, or they don't have the fees at all?
Alan, can you explain a little bit here? We're tight on time, but what about turning off overdrafts?
Yeah, so I'm with Navy Federal Credit Union, and I was able to go into my account online, and just there was an option to turn off overdraft. So they'll just reject the transaction, and then there won't be a fee.
Alan, yeah. Thank you so much. Kia, does that sound right?
Yeah, I actually also bank with Navy Federal. Yes, and that's what I was talking about. The credit unions or banks are making this easier for your customers to make that choice.
Kia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kia McAllister-Young is director of America Saves, and you can find a link to America Saves on our program page, wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.